This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. In about 1820, Thomas Jefferson finished work on what he called The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth. We more commonly know it as the Jefferson Bible. Jefferson set about literally cutting and pasting numerous sections from the New Testament. He focused on the teachings of Jesus, excluding all of his miracles and most mentions of the supernatural, including the passages which speak of Jesus' divinity and the gospel accounts of the resurrection. About his work, Jefferson wrote, "There will be found remaining the most sublime and benevolent code of morals which has ever been offered to man." Now, certainly the teachings of Jesus are the most sublime and benevolent code of morals which has ever been offered to man, but Jesus did not come to earth to simply teach us morality or to be better people. He did not come to show us how to live. He came to give us life. If one were to simply study and apply the moral teachings of Jesus, he would be a better person and live a more fulfilling and admirable life. But without the atoning blood of Jesus and without his supernatural life-giving resurrection, such a man, after leading, at least by human standards, a commendable life, would die and go to eternal damnation. No philosophy, no wisdom, no argument will be enough to save anyone from hell. The cross and the cross alone is essential to our hope. There is no other way to salvation. We'll find out more about this topic of the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetic Series. Visit our website at nickguy.net and discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.